Well, when I was in high school, I decided that I did not want to follow the computer trend, and I decided that I'd be a coach or a phys ed teacher because you couldn't put a computer in water. I decided to become a swimming coach, and so that was my beginning of teaching. And then I decided that when I retired, I'd become a piano teacher. And as life had it, circumstances led to me becoming a piano teacher early. So I've been a piano teacher and a swimming coach and other coaching fields for 15 to 20 years. So then I had a family and decided that I wanted to actually finish something I started and go back and actually get a certification in education.
And so what are some of the challenges that you find as a working mom with going back to taking an educational program?
Well, first of all, I'm on my own with my three kids now, and they're 11, 9, and 3.5. So the logistics of me actually providing for them and keeping a roof over their head, as well as a schedule that matched their schooling, it just became impossible for me to quit work completely and go back to school. So I had to look into some online options or move to Lethbridge or move to Red Deer, but none of those options would really work.
And so how did you find about the community-based Bachelor of Education at the Workland School of Education?
The community engagement site in Cremona, the lady there was helping me to investigate different education programs to be an education assistant and to get certified. And when this came up in October, she immediately emailed me and phoned me and said, this is right down the alley, as well as the principal of Cremona School also forwarded the information on to me so that I could investigate it and see if it would be a good fit.
And so now you've been in the program for the first week, the 2 weeks that you're here on campus. Some first impressions?
First impressions was the staff was way more accommodating and friendly than I ever expected. My last university experience 20 years ago was a little bit stiff, and so to see that these are mentors that I'd like to be around, not only for this moment, but for the next several years and keep in contact with in future. And it was also the first impression that if this is where education is going, because these are the leaders in their field, this is where I want to be.
What about some of your cohorts, some of the people who are going to be going through the program with you? What have you discovered about them?
It was quite a relief, actually. A lot of them have already been around the block, so to speak, and done 10 to 20 years of life and school and work and family. And I think all of us were in the similar boat of, can we do this? Can we pull this off? And is this the right fit? And, am I actually going to do the work online? And the feeling that I got was that everyone was grateful for the 2 weeks that we had to actually meet each other face-to-face and then go our separate ways. A terrific group of ladies.
And so what would you say to a potential, a prospective student who might be thinking about this program? What advice would you give them?
I think the advice I would give, what I considered was how many courses I'd be able to take, my work commitments, my family commitments, my personal ethics of whether I actually did want to follow through with this, because knowing it would be online for the most part meant that I'd have to be a lot more disciplined than just going to class and kind of hoping or leaning on other people's experience or knowledge. So just take a real good account of yourself and your current situation and where you want to go. And if where you want to go is to have a degree, go for it.